Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, when Katie Hannan's RTÉ Radio documentary Women of Honour aired 18 months ago, it was a watershed moment. In the programme, female former members of the Defence Forces described incidents of rape and sexual assault by male colleagues, as well as discrimination and harassment. The government promised the issues will be addressed urgently through an independent review. That review, led by retired High Court Judge Brona O'Hanlon, is expected to be published tomorrow. One of the women of honour, Carina Molloy, has just emerged this afternoon from a meeting with Defence Minister Antoine de Micheál Martin, and she joins us now on the line. Carina, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We might start with that meeting with the Minister, and can you tell us, how did you get on?
Yes, I think we got on very well. It was quite a constructive meeting, and he seemed very very amenable to working with us in the future, dealing with the proposed recommendations that the review has recommended. And of course, we didn't get to read the review, unfortunately, but he did say that he was going to try and get all the recommendations implemented.
I know that in advance of this meeting, when you learned over the weekend that you wouldn't be getting to see the report ahead of its publication tomorrow before that meeting with Micheál Martin, your organisation issued a statement saying that bringing people to meetings to be talked to about a report that we're not able to read smacks of little more than a public relations stunt by the government. Did you feel that that's what it was, or do you feel that you benefited from the meeting having gone?
Now I feel that we did certainly benefit from the meeting, all right, because he was very open and open for us to go back and discuss things. So I feel that it was a very constructive meeting, all right.
I suppose the problem for you and for everybody really is that to an extent we're talking a bit of a vacuum, because we don't know what this report is going to say, but we do know that the Taoiseach has said that it will be a watershed moment when the report is published. Do you have any understanding of what that might mean, or what would be your expectations or hopes from the report?
Well, our ultimate aim, of course, has always been to get a statutory inquiry. And I did ask him about that, because I reminded him when I was talked to him last year when he was Taoiseach. He stated that if the IRG report does recommend a statutory inquiry, then he will adhere to that. And I repeated that statement that he said to me last year in the meeting today. And he said, yes, if the report will go to government, to cabinet, and it's up to the cabinet to recommend all the recommendations. And if that includes a statutory inquiry, then that will happen. So that's what we're hoping for.
Okay, so if the independent review group has recommended a statutory inquiry, the Taoiseach today gave you a commitment that would happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, he didn't give the commitment that it would happen. He gave the commitment that if the cabinet agreed to all the recommendations.
Okay.
Agreed, yes.
Okay, so it'll be up to Cabinet tomorrow, I understand.
Up to the Cabinet tomorrow, yes.
Why is the statutory inquiry so important?
The statutory inquiry is so important because it compels the witnesses, and we will get to the root of the problem, that the victims can be heard, and that the witnesses will be compelled, and that there will at long last be actionable accountability brought forward. And that it's just important to get the victims' stories out there, and to get the witnesses and all of the information out there. So that's why it's so important.
In the absence of a statutory inquiry, then, what would you be concerned would happen or wouldn't happen?
Well, in the absence of statutory inquiry, all the other recommendations, we hope that, you know, he did indicate today that the complaint system is severely failing the serving members. So we're hoping that at least one of the recommendations would be that the complaints system will be overhauled completely. That, you know, that all the other recommendations will allow the victims to come forward, like the likes of the removal of the chain of command within the complaints system, through with dealing with sexual assault, sexual harassment and rape, that the chain of command would be removed, and that the victim can go directly to the guards, and that the military police are not involved, that would be the you know, we'd like to see
okay.
that implemented.
So can you just explain that to me a little bit more, Corinne, if you don't mind? So at the moment, if you have been the victim of sexual assault or abuse in the military, you have to go to your commanding officer, if that's the right
yes.
term. Is that right?
Yes.
Within the military?
Yes,
you're not,
yes.
Is that you're not allowed to go to the guards?
Oh, yes, we are allowed to go to the guards. But if you're complaining about bullying or harassment, then you have to go through the chain of command. So
okay.
and 90% of the time that your perpetrator is within the chain of command, like it's your senior commanding officer that is doing the harassing and the bullying. So you have to go to him or her to sit down and explain and write a letter to have an interview with him or her. And state that you don't appreciate what is happening.
Okay.
So like what I had to do on several times during my career, I had to actually sit down with the person who's actually harassing me.
To make a complaint.
So, to make a complaint, yes. And if I didn't do that and went over his or her head, then whoever I went to would say, well, no, you've broken the chain of command. I'm not dealing with this complaint. You must go back and complain through the chain of command.
Okay. So the thought that suggested today that he recognises that is not working, that system is not working.
That's not working, because I did research and I explained to him, yes, that the Canadian Armed Forces, the American Armed Forces and the British Armed Forces have removed the chain of command for sexual assault, sexual harassment and rape cases. They've removed the chain of command.
So that is something that obviously needs to be changed and that you will be looking for tomorrow. Is there anything else that you will be looking for tomorrow, apart from the statutory inquiry, which I know is the main hope and aim?
Well, in general, the complaints process should be completely overhauled, so that the victim will not be re-victimised for having complaint to make a complaint, and that they won't be ostracised, so that you know the victims will feel vilified in and not afraid, because what's happening is that people are afraid to make complaints because they're afraid they're going to be re-punished for making that complaint. I mean, the Taoiseach today did say that he met with serving members, and he did admit that they told him today that they are not happy with the speed of the changes that's happening within the Defence Forces, that it's not happening fast enough for their protection. And this is from the serving members that he met today.
Okay, so even though this documentary from Katie Hannan was aired 18 months ago and there was such huge focus put on it, 18 months later, serving members are still telling the Taoiseach that not enough has changed.
Not enough has changed. It's not changing fast enough.
It's not changing fast enough. And that, of course, is one of the reasons that Simon Coveney, the previous Minister for Defence, gave for not having a statutory inquiry, because he said that he had a responsibility to serving members and a statutory inquiry could take too long to try and make the difference for serving members.
Yes, yes. But even if we do get our wish list, our number one wish list of the statutory inquiry, the Department of Defence and the Defence Forces can still implement changes within the Defence Forces while the statutory inquiry is ongoing. There's
okay,
nothing
so
stopping them.
You don't accept that excuse at all? That doesn't make sense.
No, doesn't make sense whatsoever.
So what is going to happen then tomorrow? The report is going to be published, we expect. Will you be sent a copy of the report? Do you expect to get a copy
yes.
of it before it's published?
Yes, we're getting a copy of the report in about approximately an hour before it is published, once the cabinet is finished with reviewing it. So we were told today we would get it about an hour before the publication.
And how do you feel about it, Corinne? Because it's been a very difficult, I imagine, 18 months. Perhaps you could just briefly just remind us of your own experience in the Defence Forces.
Yes, well, I served 31 years and throughout those 31 years I've been bullied and gender discriminated against through promotion and have been sexually assaulted twice. So I feel and... But unfortunately, I mean, all of my cases were historic and has happened years and years ago. But what I feel really hurt is that it's still happening. Mm-hmm. That the young victims came up to me less than 2 months ago to tell me that it's still happening. This is why we really need this to change as fast as possible to protect those men and women, those young men and women that are serving now. You know, and it's just so frustrating and upsetting to hear that it's still happening.
Because I know that the government has talked about, you know, bringing in different measures to try and, you know, alleviate it, you know, gender diversity groups and women's groups and things like that.
Yes, you can bring in as many groups as you like and do as many PowerPoint lectures as you like. But if there isn't accountability at the end of the day, if the chief of staff doesn't make examples of people that have been found guilty in true court martials and not let them still serve and not, you know, just change them out to different barracks, then where is the trust for the young male or female private that's sitting there that is getting severely bullied or harassed, and they see that, oh well, this officer has been found guilty in court martial, yet he's still serving, yet he's not being punished. So the accountability is not there yet. You can take as many nice little boxes and as many nice little lectures as you like. You know, diversity, gender diversity, unbiased, conscious lectures. Get your gender diversity officer on board. Bring in a civilian HR, head of HR, all of that. But that's all worthless if you don't show accountability. Actionable accountability is what's needed here to get the change.
All right. Well, we'll see if there is evidence of that or evidence of planning to get to that in the report when it's published tomorrow. But thank you very much for your time, for speaking to us about it this evening. That is Karina Malloy, one of the Women of Honour. You can let us know what you think to 51551.